Hello, you're through to Francesca INS Law. How can I help?
Hello, this is Fiona Lydon here.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
2 seconds, let me just grab your file. Just for data protection, would you be able to confirm your date of birth for me, please?
Yes, certainly. 9/10/1959.
And your postcode?
G830AX.
Fab, thank you very much. Just see now, 2 seconds, sorry.
Yes, no problem.
So I can see, so I'm trying to find that. So you sent an email back with all of your information, was it?
No, I've got it here for you. As I said, I would call with it. I gave you some information, but no, you know.
Yeah, perfect. So regarding the application now, sorry, my WhatsApp's just gone down, so I was just trying to catch up to see where
okay.
We last were.
That's not a problem.
Sorry, 2 seconds.
No, it's not a problem.
Fab. Yeah, so the last email I sent you, so it was all the information that we need for the initial application.
Yes.
So is that what you're okay to go through now, yeah?
Yes, that's fine.
Fab. So before we begin, I just need to cover some information with you for compliance. Is that okay?
Yes, certainly.
Fab. Okay. So all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes as well, okay?
Yes.
So regarding just a few details. So I have your birthday, 9/10/59, and then your home address, 18 Wiley Avenue, yeah?
Yes.
And were you known by any previous names, so before or during care?
Yes.
Yeah, so is it, oh yeah, here we go, Burley, is it? Sorry,
B-U-R-L-E-I-G-H.
Thank you. And then would I be able to get your mother and father's names, if that's okay?
Yes, certainly. My mum's name was Isabella Averill, A-V-E-R-I-L-L.
Would you be able to spell the first name for me, sorry?
I-S.
Yeah.
A-B.
Yeah.
E.
Yeah.
Double L-A.
Perfect, thank you. And then the last name, sorry?
Averill, A-V.
Yeah.
E-R-I-L-L.
Oh, fab. And your father's name?
William.
Yeah.
Budley.
Fab. And did your mum ever go by that surname?
No.
No? Okay, no problem. And then the address prior to care, I have 38 Bridge Street. Is that right?
38 Bridge Street, Alexandria, yeah.
Fab. And then would I be able to get the name of the GP surgery you're currently registered with?
Yes, it's Dr. McDevitt.
Yeah.
And it's the health centre in Station Road, Dumbarton. And at the time of care, it was Dr. Roberts. The same surgery, just an old doctor. Yeah, Dr. Roberts. Mm-hmm.
So just Dumbarton Health Centre, yeah?
Yeah, Station Road, yeah.
And is the name change due to marriage?
No, that was it. Well, later on in life, she married, but no, my birth father abandoned her. My mother with three girls. We were all just babies, you know, toddlers.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about him or where he is or anything.
So with your name, so your current name, is that changed due to marriage?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. OK, Okay, so and in regards to contacting you then, so it's usually via telephone, email, text, so that was all okay?
Yes, that's fine. Yeah.
So obviously with this application, so I appreciate discussing experiences connected to it can be difficult and upsetting, so please take your time during the call, and if you need a break or any extra support, or if you want to continue another time, just let me know, okay?
Yes, that's fine.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or any vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of?
No, just a bit nervous, you know. I lost my husband. I've been a widow 25 years. I'm actually a kinship carer now. I took my grandson, so I've got him. But just anxiety a bit, you know.
That's
sometimes
okay.
It just gets a bit much.
It can be quite overwhelming, can't it? If you need a break or if you want to continue another time, just let me know, okay? We'll go at your pace. If you need me to repeat or anything, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you. I'll explain your options, explain how INS law operates, discuss funding and fees, and then gather then all the information to assess whether and how we can assist you, okay?
Uh-huh.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse and care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you understand all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you're entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So those solicitors, they're paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under that scheme, those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with your application. So the third option then is obviously us. So INS law doesn't operate under that scheme, so we don't claim any of the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'll be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement. So we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. And at this stage, would I be able to confirm whether you've instructed any other solicitor to act for you in relation to an application to the redress scheme at all?
No.
No, fab. So our agreements, we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. And then if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment. So I think it's about 19.2 altogether, and you'll never pay more than that agreed cap. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions for me so far?
No.
It's important as well I make clear, so we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the redress scheme operates on a discretionary basis, and I'll explain that in greater detail during this call as well. So if you decide to instruct us, what we assist with, so with this initial call now, so we'll go through the initial application, we'll go through your care settings and short statements regarding your time there, and then when we then submit that to redress, they'll get back to us with an application number, and then once we have that, then we'll gather and review all the evidence, and then we'll be in touch to book in a witness statement with yourself, so it'll be a phone call about an hour long. Just regarding your time and care, with a few more focused questions, so it's more specific, so it's more answering questions rather than just an overview of it all. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then once we have that done, so then we prepare and submit the final application, and then we do all the corresponding with the redress scheme, and then we can advise you on any offer made and assist with any reconsideration or review processes within the scheme as well. So if you're unhappy with the outcome, we can help you with that, okay?
Uh-huh.
And we'll also explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered to you and before you decide whether to accept anything. And it is important because accepting an award can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to matters. So you would never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So if you decide to proceed with this, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to begin work immediately while those rights still remain?
Well, I'm going to think about it, okay?
Get
back to you on it, Francesca.
Yeah.
See how it works.
Yeah, that's okay. So
that
when
okay?
we Yeah, you know, so when we send out the documents to you, so preferably, so with the, obviously because you have the 14-day cancellation period, so after you sign the agreement, but just because there's a backlog with redress at the moment, we're trying to get applications sent out as soon as possible, but we need the signatures. And once that's out, then you still have those 14 days to cancel, even if you've signed them with us. But it just means then that if you're happy to proceed, we're already a step in. If you, you know, so it's obviously it's your choice. There's no pressure or obligation to, but it's just as this is a bit of a backlog at the moment.
As soon as possible.
Yeah. And then one last thing as well. So just so we're able to formally act for you, we'll require proof of your identity for verification purposes. So we'll need a copy of photographic ID, and then a proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date. So it's by the anti-money laundering regulations. So I will send you the information via email in relation to what we can accept. But do you have any photographic ID at all?
What about my passport?
Yeah, fab. So just a photo of the passport and then a letter then that's been sent to you in the last 3 months, as long as we can see the date on it.
That's fine.
Okay. So we'll just go through the application now. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, fab. So regarding some impact factors, so have you received any relevant payments before? So any criminal injuries compensation? No.
No.
And do you have any criminal convictions at all?
No.
No, fab. And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
No, none.
No. And then regarding your application as well, you're able to nominate a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, we'd get in touch with them and they'd kind of take over. Would you like to add one?
Can I leave that open just now, because I really don't have anybody apart from my friend, because as I said, I've got my grandson.
No, that's okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so regarding to how old is your grandson?
He's 15.
Okay, so we preferably say it needs to be over 18.
Over 18.
But in certain circumstances, we can put someone younger. So if you did want to put him, we can, okay? Okay, so we've got all the other details now. So it's just the moving on to the care setting now. Is that okay? Would you like to take a break?
No, it's fine.
No, okay. Mm-hmm. So I've got the one here that you said it was odd. In Helenborough, yeah. And it was 64 to 67, was it?
Yes.
Yeah,
it might have even been a wee bit longer, but I can't, you know, I know the first time was 64.
As long as we've got the two. So regarding the time frame, so as long as we've got the estimate, and then also if you're happy to proceed with us, when it comes to then contacting all of the councils and the institutions to get records, they'll then be able to provide us.
I think it was the Glasgow Corporation at the time. I think it was Glasgow Corporation.
Okay, fab. So that's the first one I've got, and then you mentioned there was two more. So would I be able to take the names of those ones?
It was the same one.
Yeah. So was it just the one care setting?
The one care home, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And you went in 64 and then roughly about 3 to 4 years, was it?
In and out. I was in and out 3 times.
Okay. And do you recall the last time you were there, roughly?
It was about 1967.
Okay. So I'll put the time frame for 64 to
67. 67, 68. It was one of them. Okay. Maybe 68, maybe, I think.
Yeah. Okay. I'll put 64 to 68 then. And then in the statement, I'll also write that you were in and out. So you weren't there for the full 4 years. You was in and out. Okay. So regarding your time there now, so we just need to take a short but succinct statement regarding so the overview. Any instance you can recall, how you felt, anything like that, okay? And just take your time. So would we just be able to begin with why you were first placed into this? You previously mentioned
I think my mum after the, you know, my father had abandoned her with 3 children, it was too much for her. I think that, you know, my mum never really spoke much about it. She just said, you know, she had to do it, you know, it wasn't something she wanted to do, but
And was it 2 siblings you were placed with?
Yes.
And how was your time whilst you were there? So day-to-day life,
any it was very strict.
Yeah.
very strict. Very strict. It was an unhappy time because, you know, you didn't know where you were. You were just, you know, a child, and the matron wasn't very nice to the children. You know, she was a bit of a bully.
Yeah.
You know, just it was regimental sort of thing. And if you stepped out of line, you get punished. Get made sit in a dark room in a cupboard facing the wall, and you didn't get your lunch or your dinner, you know. Very strict.
Yeah. So was it that when you were punished, they took food off you and things?
Sorry?
They wouldn't give you food?
No, if you get punished, no, you didn't get your dinner. Mhm. Mhm.
And when you mentioned so the matron was a bit of a bully, so in what way was she? So was it verbal?
Well, verbal, and you know, she walked about with a cane, and yes. If you didn't step in line, you get a whack with a cane across the legs. And as I said, one of my siblings is deaf and dumb, and I was always looking after my sister, you know, and that we get separated in there. They put us into different rooms, so I would be getting up to check she was okay, and you know, if you get caught, that was you get punished again, and
yeah.
It was horrible because I mean we were all close because obviously the circumstances we looked out after
yeah.
each other. And Ellen, being the deaf and dumb one, you know, she didn't understand why we were there or anything about it. So I was concerned about her. And I get punished because I was looking after her, you know, making sure when we went for, when we were lined up for breakfast or that, you know, and I was trying
yeah.
to explain what she wanted and what she didn't want. They wouldn't listen, you know what I mean? So that was me back in trouble again and off. And
yeah.
I'm still doing it to this day, by the way.
Yeah.
Still looking after her. Mhm.
And then also with any verbal, so obviously with the bullying stuff, so she would walk on with the cane.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of just obviously you feared her, didn't you? Obviously.
You were frightened.
Yeah.
Terrified.
And did she just say anything to you, like threaten you or put you down? And
just normal shouting at you, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Shouting, and you were there for a reason, and she was looking after you, and just general things like that, shouting at us.
And are there any, like specific incidents that you recall, or also witnessing to anything that's also included?
Okay, you know, it was just a horrible time, and
yeah.
excuse me, she was like with everybody, you know, more or less. She went away, she came during the day, and then she would go away at night, you know, probably, I don't know, looking back, you know, she wasn't there at night time sometimes. And it was other staff that would come on, do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
you were in your bed for 6, 7 o'clock, you were brushed, your teeth brushed and regimental, and then into bed, and you weren't supposed to step out that bed, do you know what I mean? But as
yeah.
I said, I did, because I was worried about my sister being in another room and lying in the dark, and you know, and I thought, you know, it was so unfair.
Yeah.
This is my mum had says, you know, always to watch her, look after her, and that's what I was trying to do, and they wouldn't
yeah.
let me. You know,
no.
They kept separating us all the time, and it was a nice time. Minty! That's the dog bat. Minty! Come on! Sorry.
It's okay. understand how much of a pain they can be sometimes. Okay, so I've written up a statement now. So it's just a short brief statement with everything you've mentioned, just to cover the overview, okay?
Uh-huh.
So the next step now is to go through, so I'll explain the two types of applications that we can pursue under the redress scheme. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level you suffered. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and everything you've shared with myself today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed one for you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress scheme in person or anything. So we'll provide the detailed witness statement on your behalf to the scheme. So, and sorry, just one last thing to clarify for the statement. So you were in and out three times, did you mention?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The first time I was in with the older sibling, Helen, the deaf one, and then the second time my young sister came with us, she was in with us, and then the third time was just me and Helen again.
Okay. So based on all the information you've provided today now, the next step would be for me to send you the documents.
Uh-huh.
So it'll contain a client care letter and a conditional fee agreement, which will be all of the information that I shared with you, and then a letter of authority then, which gives us permission to access records on your behalf.
Uh-huh.
And then it'll have a part one and a part two, which will be all the information that you shared with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you're under no pressure obligation to proceed, but if you'd like, I can get those sent out to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
And if you'd like, I can stay on the phone with you to help you navigate the contracts if you have any questions or anything.
No,
or
it's
you
fine.
Can go back and do them
no,
in your
it's
own
fine.
Time.
Just send them out. Yeah. Just send
Fab.
Them out.
Fab. So I've just sent those now, so they'll come to you via text and email. So just a couple of things regarding them, just to help you navigate a bit easier. So when you open the link, there'll be a yellow box on the bottom of the screen that says field required. And
mm-hmm.
when you click on that, it'll take you to the first page that needs a signature, and there'll be a tap to sign box that you can either type in or draw in with your finger.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'll be four of those to do. And then once you scroll then all the way down to the very bottom, so you can't scroll any further, you'll be able to tick a little tick box that says, I confirm my signature is legally binding.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll
mm-hmm.
be able to press the submit button then, and then that's when they come through to me and I send it off to redress. But if there's no part of the form, if there's any information missing or anything, you don't need to fill anything out. Don't worry about that, because that'll all be done at a later date. So this
mm-hmm.
isn't the final application. This is just the initial one to get
Okay.
But that's everything on my end today. But do you have any questions for me at all?
Not at all, Francesca. That was good.
Okay. Well, if you have any questions in the meantime, if you have any problems with the contracts or any issues or questions, honestly, anything, just send me an email, text, or give me a call, and I'm happy to help, okay?
That's lovely.
Well,
thank you very much for finally getting a hold of you.
That's okay, but thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.